Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he discusses the upcoming Highway 14 road diet construction.
Construction, springtime, Aaron, it's a time that you see a lot of road construction, but one that's been kind of in the plans for a while, something that's kind of been a hot topic in Knoxville, the road diet and the construction on Highway 14 throughout Knoxville. First off, supposed to be starting up on Monday. That's when the construction is going to be beginning. Take us through that construction, what it means for the city and how awesome it is to be able to finally, after all this planning, see stuff start happening.
Yeah, Nathan, you're right. This is something we actually have been working on since 2015. People who've been following this will remember that that's when we received our first feedback from a private engineering firm through a state grant that we should be looking at making some changes on Highway 14. And that would be to the road pattern, the road diet, as you mentioned, but also the surface of the street itself is in bad shape. And also the equipment along there, the traffic controls, those are also quite old. And so we were trying to put together a plan that could help us remedy some of those things. So you're right, this is a long time coming, basically 5 years worth of planning between the city of Knoxville, Marion County to some extent, and the Iowa Department of Transportation.
Now, when it comes to this road construction, one of the main topics I want to ask you about it has been the debate about, you know, bike paths and stuff like that. Obviously, it's going to be changing things. How is the road going to look once this is all complete?
Well, what you'll see when it's done will be a lane going north and south, the two lanes, and then a third lane that will be for left turns. The city is not going to have the edges or shoulders of the street marked for bikes. Under state law, bikers are allowed to use that space. We can't prohibit them. And we would say, if you are an experienced biker, that you are welcome to use those. We would definitely not encourage young kids or people who do not feel they are strong riders to use that space. We think there are other ways to get north and south through town on streets that are not so busy or have so much traffic. So, you know, for example, myself, I have kids. I would not recommend for them to use the highway. I would prefer that they use, for example, Fifth Street. That is specifically called out in our Trails Master Plan as a street. It's only 25 miles an hour. Obviously, the traffic count is much, much lower. And so that's a street we would potentially offer as an alternative. And there are several others that would fit that same description, 25 miles an hour for the speed limit, much, much lower traffic counts than the highway. So again, we would probably only want to see more experienced bikers actually using Highway 14 in that way.
Now, when it comes to this as well, obviously there's different areas of this construction that could impact commute, could impact people coming to Knoxville or leaving Knoxville or just in general. Take us through, I guess, some of those hot spots that I guess people should be aware of when they are traveling and possibly to maybe help to avoid those areas.
Yeah, so first of all, the contract calls for always at least one lane north and south. So we should not ever get into a situation where you sometimes find outside of the cities on Highway 14, for example, where you might have to have one direction stopped completely while the other direction makes its pass. We should not have that situation in town. So there should always be at least the two lanes to allow for both north and south traffic. We do know that I mentioned specifically the traffic controls. Those do have a much longer lead time, so that'll be near the end of the project. But again, we don't anticipate that causing any specific delays. One thing people should also be aware of is it's not just the work that is happening in town on the south side of town near the airport. That's where some of the most significant work on this project is going to be happening. And so I would say, especially if you come to Knoxville from the south, commute from the south, for example, Lucas County, anywhere in there, that might be one of the areas where you could potentially be delayed. And that's because the work will be much more significant. There will be widening of the road there. There will be new construction of whole new paving for a left turn lane that will increase the safety into Weiler. And so that's pretty significant work. And so that will probably end up taking longer than the bulk of the work here in town is actually relatively quick when they're able to just mill and overlay is what they call it. It's to essentially grind off the top layer, fix any problems beneath that, and then relay it. And that work tends to go pretty quickly. So you'll see a lot more work on the south side of town.
Now, when it comes to all this work, obviously, is going to be starting up next week. Is there an estimate of how long it's going to last and when we might see that finish line?
Well, I always hate to give dates, especially when we don't know what the weather will bring. There are a few things, like I say, specifically within the traffic controls that could cause the project to run a little long. But our hope is, you know, it'll definitely all happen in this building season. And so we're hoping by the end of summer that things will be back to open streets and the work will be completed. You know, there's a lot of timing that goes into this. We're trying to make sure that we have the at-grade crossing that we'll incorporate to our trails project. But our hope is, as we wind down the summer, this project will also be winding down.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIKRLS.com and click podcast.